Hello everybody and welcome to today's live gold teleclass. Well, live at the time of the recording anyway. This will be May's gold teleclass for PBIC members. And today I'm going to be sharing with you a plan for how to leave lockdown really. How to stay sane, stay safe and ultimately be more successful as we leave the dreaded lockdown. I appreciate at the time of me recording this, not everybody will be cranking back up to work yet. I just made the decision this week that we would be starting from Monday. I'll talk about that in a moment, a bit more detail. But whether you are starting up, have started up already, or are just thinking of starting up, or even if you are sitting at home crying into your coffee or your rum and you are frightened to start thinking about what your business is going to look like, this teleclass is going to help you massively. But before we dive into the actual content of the teleclass, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping, and I'm going to start by welcoming the new members of the PBIC Gold Group and the Diamond Group. Cool, we'll talk about that in a little second. But we've over the last 2-3 months, we've welcomed a lot of new members to the group. They have joined via some of the programs that I've been running, the Jumpstart During Lockdown or the Corona Crisis Survival Toolkit, or through the Profit Kickstarter programs or the Top Dollar programs, or maybe we even just had some people who joined the PBIC out of the blue. And we've also had some returning members as well, which has been fantastic to see. Welcome back to you guys. The magnetic pull of the PBIC is too strong for you to stay away very long, isn't it? But I understand people have different things going on in their business and in their life as well at certain times. So sometimes it's wise to step away and take a breather. More often than not, people know that if they really do want to crack on with their business, if they want to adhere to the fundamentals, which will power your business forward, whether there's whether we're in the middle of a fantastic bull run or whether we're deep in recession, this is the place to learn those things. So yeah, welcome to all of the new members, and I want to give you a few hints and tips for how you can get the most out of your PBIC membership. So the first thing you will be aware of is, hopefully, this is the first ledger that you might have received, you'll receive a monthly ledger from me. The ledger is a 12-page newsletter. It is packed with current pet business marketing advice. You also get to see what I've been doing with my own business and find out more about what other members have been up to too. And usually in each one of the ledgers, I tend to go into one particular topic of marketing. So we might deal with premium pricing, we might deal with positioning, we might deal with email marketing, we might deal with storytelling or publishing or PR or follow-up, running events, all these kind of things, all of the effective marketing channels effectively that you're going to need to master to help you to take your business from where it is now to where you want to take it. This is where you learn this. So it's really important that you devote some time to reading the ledger. I've said this before, but for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, there is a seminar's worth of content and learning and actionable marketing tips in each of the ledgers, each of the teleclasses, and each of the Q&As that we've done a lot more of lately as well. But it's up to you to read the fucking thing and to take notes and to then action what you learn in the ledger, okay? And it's also, I'll stress this now as well, it's also really important going forward you understand that what you learn from me inside of the PBIC is not to be in any way shared with anybody outside of the PBIC, okay? So if you do something fantastic with your business, then well done, tell us about it, and then we'll pat you on the back, and then you can go on to do the next thing. But do not be sharing what you're doing in here with people in, shall we say, ordinary other pet business guru groups or memberships or even bloody Facebook groups and things like that. seriously, guys, this is it's a real slap in the face for me when I see people who have, you know, maybe I've helped them to, you know, transform their business by writing a book or introducing upsells or introducing a brand new, complete new service. And then it's like that the how and the what and the why are then shared willy-nilly with people who, quite frankly, aren't going to take any notice of your achievements anyway, you know. They might strive to do them, but they won't know exactly why we've done them. So, you know, credit where credit's due, and let's keep this the magical place that it is, really, yeah. And you know, share your achievements in here, and share your whatever it is that you're working on in this group, in the Google group as well. The Google group is a massive part of the Pet Business Inner Circle, your membership. You should be checking in with there a couple of times a week, seeing what people are up to on Achievement Friday. You should be posting in the Achievement Friday thread. Even if you don't feel like you've done very much, chances are you have. And just the act of posting in the group will spur you on, you know, and it'll give you a little bit of accountability. And what it will also do is it will force you to think about... It'll force you to think about your business a bit more. So for all intents and purposes, you might look at the Achievement Friday thread and think, oh, well, I haven't done anything, therefore I'm not going to post on it. And I'm not going to look at it anyway because I'll just feel bad when I see what other people have done and I realise I haven't done anything. Well, that is the emu or the ostrich technique, yeah? Sticking your head in the sand. That's ridiculous. The best thing you can do is see what other people have done, be inspired by what they've done as well, and then that will force you to think about not only maybe it's what you haven't done or what you have done, and I'm almost certain that you will have done more stuff than you think you have, but it will also force you to think about why haven't I done what I said I wanted to do. You know, hopefully it'll force you to think that anyway. Or what have I done instead? You know, what have I been doing instead of this thing that I said was important to me last week or last month or the last time I spoke to Dom on the phone? Why haven't I been doing it? And you'll probably find that you've been engaged in activities that aren't really achievements at all. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do in our business. There's very few things that actually create progress in our business. And most of the time, most of the stuff that most average pet business owners are doing is, you know, pointless social media stuff, or, you know, just arguing with tosspots in Facebook groups, or, you know, whatever, yeah. So, you know, hopefully this should be encouraging you to raise your game, especially for the new members. You'll see what these guys have been up to in their own business as well. Yeah, so read the ledger, listen to the CDs, post and check up on what goes on in the Google group, and take part in the Q&As as well. The Q&As are incredible value for money, really. Any one part of the PBIC, to me anyway, is more than worth your subscription fee. But, you know, taken all together, it should prove to be, you know, make you unstoppable, really, with wherever it is you want to take your business. Yeah, check in with the Q&As. It's always fantastic for me to hear your voice and to hear what you've been up to, especially now, you know, the need for connection and the need to know that life is going on and people are doing things outside of the corona lockdown bubble is really important. So, yeah, make sure you take part in the calls, and... make sure that you book a call with me as well. To not book a call with me when you have one banked is the height of folly. I've done hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of turbo coaching calls with people over the last 3 years, and we very rarely do we not have some kind of major significant breakthrough with people's business plans or their general life plans as well. So yeah, make sure you get on the phone with me ASAP, if you haven't already. Done a bunch of calls lately with new members, which has been absolutely amazing. I'm going to leave you with my chickens for a second while I have a slurp of coffee. Yeah, I'm in the garden, by the way, in case you didn't notice. And also make sure that you check out the Gold group as well. the gold members area of the Grow Your Pet Business Fast website. So the induction is the best place to start with that. But in there are all of the teleclasses that we've done since the PBIC was formed in 2017. There are a bunch of bonus trainings, courses, interviews in the teleclass vault. Basically, there's tons and tons of stuff that will help you to move your business forward. And I would say inevitably, they're not always the case, but inevitably, the people who read the most, listen to the most, go back over old material that I've sent out in the past, turn up for the Q&As, do their Q&A with me, ask questions, and then take action. These are the people who make the most progress with their business. All right, this is not a race against anybody else, but trust me, you are in a race with yourself and with your competitors in your town. So it will behoove you to get your arse in gear with your marketing if you don't think that you have done that yet. Everybody moves at different pace, and everybody has different things going on in their life at any one time, and I appreciate that, and I always allow, you know, I'm always there for anybody, and I recommend that they step away from the business and marketing when you have personal shit going on. And I'm always available to offer a friendly ear if that's what you require as well. But yeah, ultimately, you know, we're about getting where we want to go faster, you know, and the more you throw yourself into this, the better. That said, if you want more, you'll probably see from everything that I've told you there, there is a lot of information available to you when you join the PBIC, and there's a lot of information available to you in lots of different ways. So audio, video, text, books, the ledgers, etc. That's because I want people to get up to speed with what we do here. You know, we do things differently here to what a lot of other people do them. And that's why I want you to learn as many different ways as you can. That said, that also kind of shows that the PBIC Gold Group is very much about your marketing education, you know, getting you up to speed, giving you lots of information and some accountability in the Achievement Friday thread and in the Q&As as well, and in the calls, of which you get 2 15 minutes when you join the PBIC. For most starter or people who haven't been in business very long, that is exactly what you need. For bigger businesses, bigger pet businesses, maybe if you have staff, if you have a lot of moving parts to your business, then you're going to benefit massively from having more accountability, more personal access to me, and from operating in a high-performing group, which is where my Diamond and Platinum private coaching groups come in. And I've been blown away by everybody in the PBIC over the last 8 weeks, how everyone's handled everything that's gone on. But, you know, to see what my Diamond and Platinum members have done has been, well, it's been expected, to be honest with you. You know, you are expected to work hard. You are expected to kick on. You are expected to do more. You are expected to take your business more seriously and take the marketing of your business more seriously and take what you do with me more seriously as well. You know, so if you are, like I said, if you have a bigger pet business, if you are, doing 40, 50 grand a year, or, you know, you're going VAT registered, or you're approaching six figures, and you want to kick on to that next level, well, then you need more hands-on help from me. There's usually a lot more that we can do. That's been very evident from the calls that we've done with pet business owners over the last couple of weeks who have upgraded to Diamond. They usually have a lot more services going on in their business. Maybe they've got staff. Maybe they're wanting to move online or wanting to write a book, wanting to create a name for themselves in the business. And whilst you can do that in Gold, without a doubt, you'll do it faster in Diamond. Sean D'Souza talks about an old African phrase. You know, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with a family, go with a team. Go with a group of people, and the Diamond and Platinum groups are where the higher performing pet business owners go, you know, and they tend to do much more as well. So yeah, you do have to apply for those groups. There's no guarantee you'll get in. There's also no pressure on you to apply if you don't feel ready. If you are getting everything you need from the Gold Group, fantastic. But the sort of final thing I would say with that is, if you are a pet business owner, you know, you might look at something like the Diamond or the Gold or the Platinum Group and think, well, what extra sort of help and what extra help am I going to get for the vastly higher investment that I'm going to have to make, you know? And the sort of answer to that is really is that it's only when you step up to a sort of mini mastermind group like the Diamond or Platinum groups that you are really going to figure out what you want from your business, where you want to go, who you want to be, you know, how much money you want to make, that kind of thing. These are questions that you probably haven't asked yourself, but they are questions that I will ask you, and I'll demand answers as well. And from those questions and answers, we'll come up with a 5-year, 3-year, 1-year goals, which will then break down into 90-day goals, and then you will be expected to go away and do the work, and also regularly check in with the monthly group Diamond call, the monthly Diamond LOMS call, and we do the Platinum members get fortnightly calls as well. So basically, if you're in Platinum, then you end up getting an opportunity to touch in weekly with me. Diamonds get a bit more access. There's a Diamond only Facebook group as well, which is a fantastic place to be. And yeah, this is, yeah, I mean, if you are somebody who is attracted to bright, shiny objects, and this is definitely, I've got a personal story about this as well. So when my online store failed spectacularly in 2015, and I went on a kind of marketing education, coffee's all gone now, and I went on a marketing education, much in a similar way to I went on a dog training education back when I started my business, really. I realised that what I was doing wasn't working with the store, and that the money that I had invested in people to do Google ads and this kind of thing, basically any outsourcing of my marketing was a big fat mistake, big fat waste of money. And you'll have recognised on recent podcasts, Tim Jackson and another couple of people as well said a similar thing. You know, they had invested in people who said they could fix their marketing, and I'd done exactly the same thing. Like I said, wasted thousands. So then I went on a big marketing education, and I was really lucky enough as well to plug into some fantastic, genuine marketers who really knew their shit. People like Ben Settle with email marketing, John McCulloch, whose mastermind I ended up joining as well for a while, Europe's highest paid copywriter. Through John, I met Vicky, who you guys know as well, book writing expert. I've also worked as a private coaching client with Dan Meredith and a couple of other marketers out there as well. And like I said, and you know, through them, I was led to Dan Kennedy's teachings. You know, I haven't worked directly with Dan, but I have read every word he's ever written and invested in most of his programs. And I talk about this a lot in my emails, but you know, for Dan Kennedy to mention me and what we do in the PBIC and holding it up as like a standard that that is to be worthy, you know, a worthy standard of marketing expert status is a big thing for me. So that was the kind of journey I went on, but I didn't really. So I went on a big marketing education, but I didn't really make huge strides with my business until I just plugged into one mentor and you know, then really knuckled down with my marketing, because then I really figured out what I wanted and what I want. You see, you can go through your whole life just learning and not implementing. Yeah, so I mean, this is kind of a mistake that I see a lot of pet business owners making. This is something that new Diamond member Hannah Antrobus said to me. Big train going past, not an earthquake. She felt like she was a part of lots of different groups, lots of different programs, but she wasn't making any real progress, you know. Well, this is a common thing, you know. So if you are someone who is a member of, you know, 3, 4, 5, half a dozen different groups, memberships, you're never going to achieve anything. You know, you really aren't. I'm telling you from experience, you know. I couldn't. I was getting loads of great information, but I had no plan, no accountability. And it wasn't until I dropped all of my subscriptions to everything and plugged into one person that, like I said, I really started to make progress. Now then, you might be expecting me to say now this is exactly what you need to do. I firmly believe that it is, although you need to decide who that person is who you need to plug into. If it's me, fantastic, you can apply, stress that word again, apply to join Diamond or Platinum. But you know, you might not get in, and you know, but you don't have to apply to this group either. You know, you can apply to somebody else. And if you do that, I would probably recommend that you leave the PBIC as well, you know, because you clearly ain't smelling what I'm cooking here. Even though we know that it works and we consistently get results, it isn't for everybody, you know. So, yeah, that's the final word I've got to say about that. And also, quick note, at the moment I have reduced the monthly investment for the Diamond and Platinum groups. I've done this as a bit of a sort of lockdown special, really. And basically because people were contacting me, asking about the private coaching groups. So I have temporarily reduced the investment required, and you can lock in at this reduced investment. You can go to growyourpetbusinessfast.com/PBIC diamond or growyourpetbusinessfast.com/platinum. Fill in the application form there. Like I said before, no guarantee you'll get in. Just be honest. Be honest about yourself and your business and you know what it is that you want, and then we'll hop on the phone and we'll take it from there. But that lowered investment won't last long, partly because of a lot of the activity that I'm doing. So yeah, you'll be lucky. That won't last until the Inspire event. So you need to move fast, really. Yeah, anyway, let us crack on with the plan of action for leaving lockdown. And I'm first going to recap, because I know a lot of people were distracted or feeling a little bit depressed even about their business when the lockdown hit, and a lot of people are just starting to crank up with their marketing now, and they're catching up with a lot of stuff that have been putting out there. So I'm going to recap the main point that I made in April's ledger, which was the protect and serve strategy. So protect and serve is the motto of the Los Angeles Police Department. And they put out to the police trainees someone to pick a slogan that would perfectly encapsulate what the police department was all about. And an officer by the name of, I think it was Joseph S. Dubrovnik, he came up with the slogan protect and serve. Which was then adopted by a lot of police forces all around the world. And yeah, protecting the existing business is priority number one. It's necessary for you to reach out to your existing clients, be real to them, you know, don't put on a false bravado about how you feel, be real to them, let them know that if you're feeling shit, that you're feeling shit. And scared and all these emotions that they're feeling as well. Let them know that you're there for them. You know, be of service to them. Help them out even with just advice, reassurance, a little bit of guidance about, you know, how they can get through this lockdown with their dog, or how they can approach exercising their dog with social distancing restrictions as well, how they can do these things. You know, they're going to appreciate that a lot. They're going to appreciate that massively. And like, this is part of the sort of constant communication, which is one of the sort of commandments of the PBIC, if you like. You know, we should always be constantly communicating with our prospects, our clients. It's a different message that we send out to those people usually, but there should be some constant communication going on all the time. So whilst this was a strategy that I still recommend everybody do straight away, It's also something that you should be doing anyway, you know. This is something that you should be doing, like, all of the time. You should have a communication strategy that enables you to warm people up who aren't in your world, demonstrate your expert status to them, and then bring them into your world. And you should also have a strategy for... I'm just moving my position ever so slightly outside. You should also have a strategy for... communicating with your existing clients. An onboarding strategy, an upselling strategy, something that increases their value and also locks them in so their eye isn't turned to your competition. Next up on the list was... Sorry, I've got a couple of examples as well. So a couple of examples. We had a bunch of clients of Diamond, Platinum and Gold members as well, actually, who did this excellently. You know, you guys reached out. You reached out to your existing clients. You made yourself relevant. You know, you sent personalized postcards, letters, newsletters as well. And, you know, this kind of thing, people will not forget that, you know. People will not forget that you were there for them at a time when, you know, quite frankly, they needed you. So next up is self-help. So when the corona crisis hit, the corona crisis hit just before me and Toby visited York. And that was when it was starting to get a bit hairy about travelling around. Toby and I hit Crufts, sorry, yeah, Toby and I went to Crufts, and then the following week, and we had a PBIC curry night out in York, which was fantastic. Top night, lots of singing, dancing, a little bit of falling over, to be truthful, and not from yours truly, I might add, not this time, although I did have my dancing pants on. But anyway, we had a fantastic night in York, and it was on the way down to York that I think I really started to throw myself into my work. So it was on the train on the way down on a Friday that I sketched out what would become the Dog Owner Self-Isolation Survival Guide. On the way home on the train, I sort of mapped out the chapters and what content I was going to be repurposing from my other books, etc. And then on Monday, the lockdown was announced and I basically just threw myself into my work massively. That book was done, written, sent off to the formatter within about 4 days, which was an all-time record for me, one which I don't think I'll be beating again anytime soon. At the same time as that, I threw myself into creating the Corona Crisis Survival Toolkit, which was a brand new program that I sold to predominantly to dog trainers, to be honest with you, and then resold it again a couple weeks later. But also PBIC members got access to that for free. And that was a tremendously successful program, enabled a lot of people to switch to online dog training. We also had a lot of walkers and groomers as well who sold online programs for the first time. Learned a lot of new skills in a very short space of time. How to do Zoom, how to create an email list, how to, you know, do a lead magnet, all that kind of thing. We'll talk about this a little bit more towards the end of the teleclass. But yeah, tremendously successful. Even for the people who didn't manage to sell anything or didn't have the confidence to sell anything, just showing up and doing what I taught in that program was definitely something that would keep you top of mind with your clients, and that was kind of, you know, tied in with the protect and serve strategy as well. Anyway, I'm supposed to be talking about self-help. Yeah, so from a self-help point of view, did a lot to help people in my industry and help my private coaching clients, which is obviously... priority number one for me really is helping you guys out, and the more people are invested in me and my coaching services, then the more help that they get. That's just the way that it is. And I noticed as well, I know somebody said there was some associations out there providing some guidance for people, but for the most part I didn't see hardly anything from any associations. I'm talking about all these associations here, you know. They did a lot to protect their own stuff, you know. I saw a lot of associations creating stuff that enabled them to sell more stuff, but I didn't see any of them doing anything, particularly anything, that would help their members to continue their business or to grow their business even, you know. So, yeah, I considered a duty of mine to do that. That did take its toll on me. 2 weeks of, you know, blue ass fly dashing around, took its toll a little bit, and then I had to sort of take a step back and I've really been practicing a lot of self-help since then. So spend a lot more time in the garden, which has been easier with the chickens and stuff, with the nice weather. I've been reading a lot more, back on my reading now, bashing through like 3 books a week, which is brilliant, and just spending a bit more time with Beth. She's been winding down on the school side of things and winding up with the pack leader side of things. So this has been interesting, kind of onboarding Beth into the business as well. But yeah, on the whole, I feel like I've licked it now. I'm learning to step away from social media a lot more. Not that I'm on there as much as most people anyway, but just stepping away, you know, snoozing people for 30 days who I think are dicks, or just deleting them completely. And yeah, just not even watching the news as much as the news wanted me to. And, you know, just trying to surround myself, getting back on the bike, doing some exercise. Basically, guys, whatever you need to do to get you through this, you know, you need to do. I must confess, I've been drinking a bit more. There's been a bit more red wine being consumed of an evening. But we got back on top of that over the last couple of weeks as well, which has been good. Yeah, so nobody's perfect, but, you know, you've got to have this top of mind as well. And just to tie in with the kind of, to go back again to what I was saying about the more intensive coaching experience you get in the Diamond and Platinum groups, a big part of what I teach in there is about, and what I help people with, is about, like, improving their business and their family as well, you know, their family life. What do they want to achieve? What do they want, you know, what kind of person do they want to be? To their partner, to their kids, to their dog, to their friends, and health stuff as well. You know, all this is all tied in. It's not just about, you know, learning how to write better emails or whatever, although that is obviously something that I do teach as well. And yeah, stepping away from the phone is massive. I listened to a podcast on the way down to Crufts, actually. It was, I listened to a podcast called Tunnel 29, and it was about how a bunch of people escaped from the Soviet side of the Berlin Wall during the Cold War by digging a tunnel. Well, a series of tunnels, actually. And one of the interesting facts that came out of that podcast was a German word called Mauerkrankheit, which means wall sickness. And this was something that people who lived next to the wall experienced. And this had a deep impact on their mental health, their psyche, and it created feelings of oppression and fear, and yeah, wall sickness. And I think phone sickness is going to be a thing. I don't know the German translation for that. You know, being on your mobile, being on Facebook actually was a pretty good plan to promote your business. As far as promoting your business, it was anyway. It was a pretty good plan when the corona crisis hit, because most people were on social media. They weren't on Google, they weren't listening to podcasts, they weren't even watching much telly. They were watching the news, but a lot of people gravitated towards social media. Now I'm seeing a lot of screen fatigue. I'm seeing a lot more, the mourners and the whinges are all coming back out. People pissing and moaning about things that aren't really their concern, or shouldn't be their concern really. Should only be really pissing and moaning about things that you can control. And even then, you shouldn't be pissing and moaning. You should be trying to take action to fix it, really. Yeah, so stepping away from your phone, practicing a bit of self-help is highly recommended. Again, this is something you probably should be doing anyway. next up, in this time when you are at home and you aren't delivering your normal services, I think it's a great idea to now do a bit of a business audit. So not only the sort of marketing components of your business, you know, so what are you missing? Are you missing some follow-up sequences? Are you missing some offline marketing? Are you missing some upsell opportunities? That sort of thing. But actually, you know, more deeper questions about your business, you know. Have you created something that you really enjoy? Have you created something that is fulfilling you and bringing you what you want? Because I still see quite a few people who often they have created, which on the surface might be a successful business, as in it turns over a lot of money, it might employ a lot of people, it might serve a lot of staff, but ultimately, does it make the business owner happy? Does it make you happy? Are you happy with the amount of hours that you work? Are you happy with the staff that you've taken on? Are you happy with the free time that your business enables you to have? Well, if you're not, then now is a good time to think about changing that. And you start off with a vision, start off with a bit of a vision of what it is that you want your life to look like. And then we kind of build a business around that. Again, this is something that we do a lot of work on, especially in my platinum coaching groups. You know, spend a lot of time asking questions to force people to think about these kind of things, because people don't think about it enough. You know, I do, because I've been practicing this type of thing for 3-4 years now, and I'm getting quite good at it. You know, I'm getting quite good at being self-aware, being aware of when I'm getting wrapped up in other people's bullshit, being aware of when there are gaps in my business, being aware of, you know, but again, this just comes with time and experience and a lot of doing and a lot of mistakes as well. I really, you know, if you take one thing away from this whole teleclass, it would be to, you know, spend a bit of time in a dark room with a pen and paper and have a write down, you know, what it is, what you think you want your business to look like. Create a vision. This is not woo-woo, you know, manifest the wealth bullshit that you see on a lot of social media gurus posts. This is genuinely, you know, thinking about what you want your life to look like and then coming up with a plan to move you towards it. So yeah, conducting a business audit. Now, carrying directly on from the example that I've just given, really, you know, a lot of people, whether you have staff or not, they often end up creating a business that is busy but isn't particularly profitable. So you might serve a lot of clients, you might be working a lot of hours, you might be helping a lot of people, but you aren't making a lot of money, or nor do you have a lot of free time left over for yourself. And don't get me wrong, there are times in your business when you do just have to kind of bust your balls. You know, I can think of numerous times in my business career where I was working, like, I was pedaling really fast. You know, maybe it's like when I got my dog adventure business first going, where I was doing like an adventure with somebody in the morning and then doing a couple of half-hour puppy classes and then sticking some posters to a couple of lampposts in the park and then going off and doing another adventure somewhere else, and then coming home and like trying to promote my business from there, or posting leaflets through doors. And you know, and like there's times when you have to do this. Also, when I was writing my first book, I had just lost my staff member. I just put a pin in my store, online store. This was before Alex had joined the business as well. So I was kind of working really hard all during the day to keep the adventure business going, busy with the boarding dogs. And then I was, you know, trying to still be a half-decent family man to Beth and the kids. And then, you know, opening up my laptop at 10 o'clock at night, working until 1 o'clock in the morning, writing and editing and formatting my book, my first book, you know. And there has been other times as well when that's happened. But like, this shouldn't be the norm. It shouldn't be like this all of the time. I guess you could say what's happened recently is a great example of that as well. How I've been working particularly hard lately, you know. But again, I've managed to step back away from that, even just after a couple of weeks. And if you are in a position where you are feel like you're working too many hours for not enough reward, and if you are tempted to think that you need to be taking on staff now, then this is telling you that your business is not premium enough. Okay, and this is kind of point number four, is now is the time for, if you don't have a particularly premium business, or if you aren't doing the things that make your business look premium, or if you aren't creating marketing systems that advertise you to make yourself known to affluent dog owners in your town, then now is the time to do it. Yeah, because the bad news is that we are in for the mother of all recessions. Data came out yesterday to say that the economy fell by 2% in the first quarter, and that was taken into account like 5 days of the lockdown, you know. So they're expecting obviously a much bigger fall in the next quarter, possibly in the next two quarters. What does that mean? Well, it means that there's not necessarily less money around, you know. There's still going to be the same amount of money, but it's going to be more difficult to get. And there's going to be job losses. There are going to be more people looking for work. There are going to be more people starting up businesses like dog walking businesses, even grooming and training businesses. There'll be a lot of part-time trainers who might have been gone through the lockdown and thought, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be a trainer. And lots of people thinking, do you know what, I don't want to work in that office anymore. I don't want to be a teacher anymore. I don't want to be a vet nurse anymore. I want to be a dog walker. And then so they'll be starting up. Now, this is nothing really new. We've been dealing with competition for a long time. But the chances are they will not know anything about marketing. They will compete on price. And if you haven't got your shit together with your marketing and positioning yourself as a premium option in your town, then you're going to struggle. You know, you're going to struggle massively. And the best way to grow a business is by charging premium prices. I always practice premium pricing, always have done, always will do. There have been times where this has been tough, you know, like when I started my business. And, you know, I've always said it, my business grew a lot slower than a lot of other dog walkers, but it also grew a lot stronger. And ultimately, it was more successful because it was more profitable. You know, so within a year to 18 months, I was full, and I was earning a cracking wage, just all by myself, really, you know, working from kind of 9 till 2 every single day. Similarly with the, I guess you could say, similarly with the pet business coaching, really, you know. I mean, I purposefully, the investment for my coaching services is higher than anybody else that I know. You know, it would have been easier for me, to fill the PBIC with hundreds of people by just charging them like a flat yearly rate. Well, what does that do? That gets me low quality members, you know, who aren't invested, therefore won't do the work. You know, and that's not what I'm interested in. You know, I'd far rather, and I do have a much leaner operation. The PBIC has much less members than a lot of other memberships, but trust me, it is vastly more profitable because I practice premium pricing. And then the same with my books and everything else that I teach as well. So yeah, you've got to take steps to make your business more premium. I've got some training coming up for that. There's lots of stuff about premium pricing in the teleclass area. And I'll be covering this at the Inspire event as well. Just a little word on the sort of leaving the lockdown, really. You know, for those of you who have demand, you should be increasing prices, and you should be also adding upsells. So if you aren't currently premium priced and you are taking the first tentative steps to being to moving premium, the easy way to do that is to introduce an upsell, introduce a better version of your regular service. And you charge a premium for it, and anything up to 20% of the people who usually buy your service will take the higher priced option if you offer it to them. I know a lot of guys have had a lot of success with this, implementing my advice as we've left the lockdown. Yeah, especially the guys who are particularly busy, the groomers and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, so well done, well done. But everybody should be offering a premium option to their services. And then the last point really is really, we're almost coming full circle, because this is what we talked at the beginning about protect and serve, and about how you wanted to show up and protect your clients, protect your existing business. Well, the way to really comprehensively protect your business for the long term, for the next recession, God knows how long this one's going to last, but you know that there will be another recession will come after this. There will be other financial shocks that will come along because of this. We may end up coming out of this lockdown and then going back into some kind of lockdown as well, so we want to be prepared for that as well. And the only way, I think, to prepare yourself, protect your business for the future, is to invest time, money, energy into creating an effective, predictable, consistent marketing system, a lead generation system for your business. You know, so you have, this starts with being premium. It starts with having a niche, a speciality, a certain behavior or a certain breed or a certain subsection of the market that you're aiming your service at, where you are positioned as an expert. And then it's about creating marketing materials that bring people into your world, warm them up, builds a relationship with them, convinces them of your expertise, and then offers them multiple variations of your service. And then you take them on a journey. You take them on an onboarding journey. You get them to buy more stuff from you. You ascend them through service pyramid options. You know, this is what I do. This is what a lot of the guys, most of the guys in the Diamond and Platinum groups do. And this is how you end up with a predictable business, you know. So as hard as this lockdown's been, and that has been hard for me too, don't get me wrong, and I've been upset at times. I've broke my heart. I've been fortunate enough not to lose anybody, but you know, we've had some Diamond members and some of the Gold members as well who've lost family members, and I've broke my heart at their news as well. And this has forced me to really think about my business and spot the gaps in my business, you know, and see like, right, okay, so I don't have anything service for that now. What can I do to do that, you know? And is it a priority? And if it is, how fast can we do it? But one thing that, my big business goals haven't changed massively, you know. Why? Because I have a system. I have a system for attracting clients, bringing them into my world, making them aware of my expertise, doing all the things that I've just said to you before. You know, and this is how I'm growing my business, how I have grown my business during the lockdown. And this is how you will grow your business as well. And this is really, if this lockdown's taught us anything, the whole corona thing, and this is another thing that I talk about a lot, is that it pays to be paranoid about your business, okay? And it pays to not just think, oh, well, I'm doing well now, therefore I'll always be doing well. And this is one of the reasons why I've diversified as much over the years. So, you know, I have 7 or 8 books out. I've got, you know, 14, 15 courses on Udemy. I've created dozens of different programs over the years. I've run lots of different events. I have various levels of my coaching service. I still have my dog walking business running now. And the reason for that is that I don't want to be dependent upon one thing. You know, I don't just want to be dependent upon one particular avenue for anything. And this is different, guys, to doing lots of different, you know, the whole thing I talked before about being a part of lots of different groups or getting all your information from everywhere else or offering a billion different services, you know. Even though I have lots of products and services, they're all built around my niche. And they all are connected, they all kind of lead from one thing to the other, you know. So my books and my Udemy courses provide a little bit of passive income, but they're also there to make people aware of my services and bring them into my world, you know, where my other things are. So this is kind of where, what your marketing should be doing, really. And if you don't have a lead magnet, you know, if you aren't putting, you know, info first content out there, all right? Dan Kennedy talks about info first content. This is the kind of content that you need to be producing. Content that moves people closer to the sale or gets them to go from being a prospect to a customer. Or gets them to go from being a twice a week customer to a 5 times a week customer. Or, you know, that's what it should be, yeah? Airy, fairy, pissing in the wind content, you know, just where you're just talking about even anything current. If you're just talking about coronavirus or if you're just talking about you know, social distancing with your dogs in your blogs or on your Facebook posts, you know, if you don't have a call to action on it that leads people somewhere, ideally leads them into a lead generation system, then you are pissing in the wind, and what you are doing is a waste of time. Okay, so yeah, finishing with a real bit of carrot and stick here, because whilst I said that we are in for the mother of all recessions, doesn't matter where you live in the world, there are still going to be tremendous opportunities. And the pet business industry has proven itself to be almost recession-proof. And the higher end, the higher you can position your services till you sell to the people who have money and who will continue to have money throughout this recession, throughout the whole hangover from the corona, this is going to benefit your business massively, you know. And this is that's your protection, you know. The way to protect your business for the future is to, you know, really get serious about your marketing systems. And luckily for you guys, this is exactly what I'm going to be talking about in the upcoming ledgers over the next couple of months. I'm going to be giving you a bit of a battle plan so that you can really transform your marketing systems from being ephemeral and social media driven and quite, you know, ineffective, to be in more direct response, more effective follow-up, more niched, more targeted, leads people to higher priced services of yours. And yeah, that is that kind of concludes the little 5-point plan that that I suggest you follow. I hope you all got some value from this. I hope you all enjoyed listening to me. Why the fuck wouldn't you, let's be honest. And I also hope that you listen to me when I say that you must be taking action, okay? You must be taking action on everything that I send you through. You know, a lot of people are going to be struggling as we leave this with, you know, Black Dog Days. And we're going to be getting bad news as well. You know, there's going to be clients who might have used us for years, who have had a terrible change in circumstances, they can't use us anymore. But like, trust me, there are lots of opportunities out there as well. And yeah, there are the sort of marketing fundamentals that we teach here have stood the test of time. You know, these are the things that like businesses have been using for, you know, over 100 years. They never go out of fashion. Tactics might change slightly over time, but the overall strategy shouldn't change, and you should have you should be using this time to think about how you can really have a solid strategy to take you towards your goals. All right, so yeah, to recap what I said before, think about what you want for the future. You know, what do you want your pet business to look like? I want to thank everybody who has, you know, sent me a postcard or a gift or a letter or sent a text or an email, even, you know, thanking me for my support during this time. You know, I thank you as well. I thank you for your kind of dedication to your business and your clients, really, you know, and your dedication to marketing things as well, and taking responsibility, you know, taking responsibility for your marketing and not, you know, falling victim to the Scooby-Doo strategy of thinking, you know, if it wasn't for the pesky coronavirus, everything would have been all right, you know, because if it wasn't the coronavirus, it would have been something else. You know, you would be blaming something else for your lack of progress. And yeah, so well done for everybody. Hope you got a lot of value from this. I want to give a quick shout out to everybody who took like a major step forward with their marketing during the corona crisis. So within the diamond and platinum groups, we had Carol, Claire, Carrie, who all created books, who all wrote new books, got them out there, or created a lead magnet. All the guys who created groups and where you sold something, you know, that was unbelievable. Other guy, gold members as well, Becky Oldfield, Demi, Sally, all you guys who created books, anybody else who did it as well, you know, unbelievable stuff, seriously. And this is just the start of taking the next steps to position yourself as a next level leader, you know, a local hero, an expert in your town. So you get paid more money, people. You get paid more money by being considered the best at what it is that you do. And yeah, if any of you who haven't grabbed a ticket to Inspire yet, please grab one, because you are going to seriously miss out on a fantastic week's worth of marketing education. And yeah, if you know a friend who you think might be struggling with a pet business, tell them to grab a ticket as well. And yeah, I will see you at the Inspire event, growyourpetbusinessfast.com/Inspire. If any of you feel like you are ready to step up, you know, your personal accountability, really get your shit together with your business so you can kick on to the next level. If you have a billion ideas but you don't know where to start, if you have a bigger pet business as well, really, with lots of different moving parts, or you want to start taking the steps to becoming a leader in this industry, then you should be thinking about applying to the diamond and platinum groups while the low priced investment is available. You can go to growyourpetbusinessfast.com/PBIC diamond for the diamond group, or growyourpetbusinessfast.com/platinum for the Platinum Group. I'm Dom Hodgson. This is Wilma the Welsomer that you can hear. Say something, Wilma. I hope you heard that okay. Anyway, yeah. Peace out, everyone. Take great care of yourselves. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.